Welcome, it's a blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening in other devices, and later on recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this Sabbath, January 31st, 2026. This is our part three of our chapter 30, entitled, Coming Again. I hope everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to hand it back to our dear brother that he will be able to share the hymn of our theme for the Tiny Tots lesson, Jesus is Coming Again.
All right. Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Echo it, hilltops, proclaim it, ye plains, Jesus is coming again. Coming in glory, the Lamb that was slain, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again. Heavings of earth tell the vast wandering throng, Jesus is coming again. Tempests and whirlwinds, the anthem prolong. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Nations are angry, by this we do know, Jesus is coming again. Knowledge increases, men run to and fro, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. And welcome to all the family that are just joining us. We are going to ask any of the precious little one, by the help of their parents or their guardians or elder sibling, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Morning, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I'll stand in for Emma this morning. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come before thee to give thee honor and praises on your blessed Sabbath day, we thank you for waking us up. We thank you for taking us safely through the week. Please help us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the 7 days of Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Please be with us today. Thank you for answered prayers. Thank you for spared mercies. Please be with those who are sick and afflicted. Please be with all who we know. And please bless us and keep us according to your perfect will. And we thank you and we love you. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. So, dear little ones, let's have a listening ear for our dear brother who will share our part three of our chapter 30, entitled Coming Again, in our storybook, The Story of Jesus.
The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the following books. Book, 1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 16, 17, and 18. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel. And in our Bibles, that word archangel, I believe, is written in with a capital, indicating it's Jesus. and with a trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Jesus is coming again. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Luke 21:28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. Christ is coming with clouds and with great glory. A multitude of shining angels will attend him. He will come to raise the dead and to change the living saints from glory to glory. He will come to honor those who have loved him and kept his commandments, and to take them to himself. He has not forgotten them. He has not forgotten them nor his promise. What's his promise? He said, I'll come and get you. There will be a relinking, of the family chain. When we look upon our dead, we may think of the morning when the trump of God shall sound, when the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That time is near. A little while, and we shall see the King in his beauty. A little while, and he will wipe all tears from our eyes. A little while, and he will present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Jude 24. Wherefore, when he gave the sign of his coming, he said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Luke 21:28. This is taken from the story of Jesus. 175, 176, and 177, I think. Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing the first part of our lesson entitled Coming Again, Part 3, in our Tiny Thoughts lesson book, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place, dear ones, February the 7th, 2026. Welcome to all the precious family. And remember, little one, Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. We are going to ask any of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even any one of our guests that would like to open service with prayer, dear ones. May you unmute your mic to do so.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. And please protect us as we learn new things about you. Please protect the people who are here, the people who are not here, and the people who are learning about you too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, little sister. It is time for Tiny Tots and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We are still in our topic, Mummies of the Bible. So this Sabbath, boys and girls, mummies and daddies, and all of the dear guests and those listening on the devices and recording, we will continue with our second topic entitled Lions of Our Nature segment, Mummies of Prey, Lions. Let's have a listening ear, dear ones, for our dear brother will share.
Blessings, everyone. Our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from Family Bible Lesson, or FBL, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 10, Walking on Water. The Bible verses for our nature segment, Lesson 10, is called Walking on Water. Our open scripture is taken from 1 Peter 5:8. It reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." And Matthew 14:24-25 says, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea." Our memory verse for today is Joel 3:16. "The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel." And this is a picture of the lion. We read Revelation 5:5. It says, "And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof." And the character quality of the story is thankfulness versus ingratitude. Thankfulness is the expression of gratitude to God and to others for how they have benefited one's life. For today, we'll be reading lesson two, lions. And above of the picture of a family of lions, it reads, "Lion comes from the Hebrew word leish, which means be strong. In prophecy, lion refers to a kingdom. See Daniel 7:4-17. Nature, lion. One of the most famous members of the cat family is the lion. He is often called the king of beasts. Why? Because of his thundering roar, strength, royal appearance, beauty, and power. Jesus' kingly command for the disciples to cross the way caused them to obey him. Jesus is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah, in the book of Revelation 5:5, like we read in the previous slide. Lions do look like kings, but lions do not always lead the easy life of kings. They need to work hard to survive. Jesus, our king, worked very hard for the people, toiling many times from dawn to dusk. Besides being called the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Christ is also called the Lamb of God. In Isaiah 11:6-7 and 65:25, we read that in the new earth, the lion and the lamb will be friendly to one another. It can remind us how in heaven we will understand the harmony between Christ's kingly nature, like the lion, which executes justice, and his humble servant nature, like the lamb. Usually, during his earthly ministry, Jesus showed his servant nature. And below the pictures, we read Isaiah 55:25, the King's Version, "The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy all my holy mountain, saith the Lord." However, his kingly dignity and authority did shine through now again, as when he commands the disciples and the multitude to depart in our Bible lesson this week, or from 2 weeks ago for us. The people feared to disobey him, just as the beasts of the earth would not dare, nor the roar of a lion. A lion's roar is very powerful and loud. It can be heard from a great distance, like in this recording. It reminds us that the Lord shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake during the time of the judgment. Like our memory verse, Joel 3:16. Jesus was a member of the tribe of Judah. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the play, "My son, thou art gone up." He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? Genesis 49:9. This verse gives the idea that it would be as easy to conquer a lion as to overcome one with the character of Judah, or that it would be as safe to rouse an old lion as to contend with those who stood fast in his loyalty to God's ways. This really does describe how Jesus acted. He could not be turned from his purpose in spite of the efforts of the disciples and the multitude too. To proclaim him king. Proverbs 30:30 appropriately says, "The lion turneth not away for any." And above we see a picture of a royal flag, egg with a lion on it. We're supposed to represent Judah. The lion of the tribe of Judah. Lions can live in a cool climate and in hotter areas. They like the woodlands, grassy plains, and areas with thorny scrub trees. The lion has come up from the thicket, Jeremiah 4:7. They live where they can find food, like deer, antelope, zebra, and other hoofed animals. Lions also need a water supply. And below this picture of the lion, we see the kind of animals they ate, the warthog, the gazelle, zebras, and cattle. Here's an illustration of where they live. They like to live: woodlands, grassy plains, and areas of thorny scrub trees. And in the picture on our left, we see the lion and has a lot of meat. But we also see a few vegetables like onions, and we also see some fruits from gourds, and I think pears, and next to that pound of beef, we see a couple of pellets. These are a lion's diet in captivity. The most dangerous lions are those that have tasted human flesh. Ezekiel compared the last king of Judah to this most dangerous animal when he wrote, "He became a young lion and learned to catch the prey. It devoured them." Ezekiel 19:3. Once a lion kills a man, he usually will do it again, because if unarmed, people are easier to catch than wild animals, like in this picture below of the lions of Sodom. Well, back in the year 1913, these two male lions kept raiding in a camp that was being built for a railroad, and it kept devouring many workers during the night. There are several places in the Bible where it talks about the death of people who fear not the Lord. Therefore, the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. The 2 Kings 17:25. See also 1 Kings 13:20-27, 20:36, and Jeremiah 5:6. how thankful we can be for God's protection in our lives. Men have killed so many lions that in some areas there are none left. Before the flood, lions lived all over the world. They even lived in North and South America. Men think of lions as vicious hunters. Satan is also called a lion because of these character traits. Jesus went up into the mountain to pray for power to reveal to men the divine character of his mission, that Satan, like a roaring lion, might not blind their understanding and pervert their judgment. While Jesus was praying, Satan, the lion, was trying to destroy the disciples in a storm on the sea, and Jesus allowed the storm because of their murmurings. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. And above this picture of the lion, we read, thank God for what you do have, instead of murmuring about what you think you need. Here in the reminder, things you can do while you remember today's lesson. 1, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. 2, never murmur when and ask to help your parents, but be thankful that you can be a true disciple. 3, when feeding your pet cat, if you have one, think about a lion, how they represent Jesus, Satan, and humans. And below the picture of the lion family, we see a picture of my cat that I used to have. She often looked at the discharge of the Ten Commandments and all other things concerning God. It might have moved her. We all miss her. 4, be like the Lion of Judah and do not get sidetracked from your work by Satan's temptation. Next, and reinforce activities you can do to help you remember today's lesson. 1, look for mammals, use your guidebook to identify them. 2, visit a zoo, if possible, to see a real lion. 3, write or draw a list of ways lions represent Jesus and Satan. 4, it is good to be thankful. This week, especially try to say thank you often. 5, read a book about lions or show pictures of lions to a little brother or sister. 6, say your memory verse. Remarkable parenthood. From the days of Adam to our own time, our great enemy has been exercising his power to oppress and destroy. He is now preparing for his last campaign against the church. All who seek to follow Jesus will be brought into conflict with this relentless foe. The more nearly the Christian imitates the divine pattern, the more surely he will make himself a mark for the attacks of Satan. All who are actively engaged in the cause of God, seeking to unveil the deceptions of the evil one and to present Christ before the people, will be able to join in the testimony of Paul, in which he speaks of serving the Lord with all humility of mind, with many tears and temptations. The Great Controversy, page 510. And above the pictures, we read, lion. Satan, the lion, was trying to destroy the disciples in the storm of the sea, and Jesus allowed the storm because of their murmuring. However, Jesus, the lion of the tribe of Judah, did save them. And over here, we have one of our closing songs. Is I trust in God wherever I may be. Everyone will want to sing a verse. Please go ahead.
I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak, or on the stormy sea, though billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me.
He makes the road an object of His care. He guides the eagle through the pathless air. And surely He remembers me. My Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea. Though billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me.
I trust in God, for in the lion's den, on battlefield or in the prison pen, to praise or blame, to flood or flame, my Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain peak or on the stormy sea, through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me.
The valley may be dark, the shadows deep, but oh, the Shepherd guards His lonely sheep. And through the gloom, He leads me home. My Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea. Though billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me.
Amen. And remember, for ones and family, no matter what storms in life you may go through, His watchful eye is also upon us. And here we have, a short story called A Bite Bigger, Billy. This world has been called a cold, unfriendly place, and the last days are mentioned in the Bible for selfish acts. With this thought in mind, the writer writes, I thought you might like to see how some people are living by principles of the heavenly Canaan, even in this cold, dark world. They are thankful for whatever blessings they have in life. One day, a gentleman saw two boys going along on one of the streets of New York City, right over here. They were barefooted, their clothes were ragged and dirty, and tied together by pieces of string. One of the boys was perfectly happy over a half-withered bunch of flowers which he had just picked in the street. I say, Billy, said he to his companion, wasn't somebody real good to drop these flowers just where I could find them? They're so pretty and nice. Keep a lookout, Billy. Maybe you will find something, too. Soon the gentleman heard his merry voice. again say, "Oh, Billy, if there ain't almost half a peach, it ain't very dirty neither. Because you haven't eaten anything, you may bite first." Billy was just going to take a very little taste of it when his companion said, "Bite bigger, Billy. Maybe we will find another one before long." What a noble heart that boy had in spite of his rags and dirt. He was doing good like the Bible tells us to do. They do in the heavenly kingdom. There was nobody for him to be kind to but his companion in poverty, a poor ragged boy at his side. But he was showing him all the kindness in his power when he said, "Bite bigger, Billy." There was nothing greedy, nothing selfish about that boy. His behavior shows how even a poor ragged boy can do good by showing kindness. Think of his word if you are ever tempted to be unkind or selfish to your companion. Our closing hymn for our toddler study is entitled "God Be With You Till We Meet Again." Anyone want to take a verse, Bubba?
God be with you till we meet again. Loving counsel guide uphold you. May the shepherd's care unfold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet, God be with you till we meet again.
God be with you till we meet again. Unseen wings protecting harmony. Dead men still providing. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet.
God be with you till we meet again. When life's statistics confound you, put unfailing thumbs around you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet, God be with you till we meet again.
God be with you till we meet again. Keep love's banner floating o'er you. Smite its threatening wave before you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet. Till we meet, till we meet, God be with you till we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Next week we'll review the first section of a chapter entitled "Coming Again," part 3 in our study of the story of Jesus. And oh, now we have closing prayer. Request for one of the little ones or mommies or daddies or guests to give prayer. Go up.
Near by our knees and our heads, as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. We thank you for bringing us again safely through another week and a very trying week with weather. Father Jesus, we thank you for keeping us warm in every section of the country. Be with us continuously this day. Help us to get all the blessings. Be with the little ones and some of them that are not feeling so well. Please bring healing, I pray, and comfort. Bless the parents, I pray, and thank you for all the blessings that you have given us so far. Be with us as we go into the other sections of the study. Continue to keep our minds stayed on you, Father. Thank you again for bringing us to gather here today to praise your name on your blessed Sabbath day in no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will be reviewing our part 3 of our chapter 30 entitled Coming Again, and that will take place, dear ones, on February the 7th, 2026. May God bless each and everyone, and may the home where you are warm with the presence of God. It's my prayer.